To say you have the gift of ministry is very broad, as was previously mentioned. There are many different services which require real Holy Spirit gifting to accomplish. Being of service to others one time may be easy, but to be consistent and repeatable about the calling is another story. For example, in 2 Corinthians 5:18, there is mentioned the ministry of reconciliation. There is the ministry by the prophets in Hosea 12:10, where the Hebrew word for ministry means service with an open hand, like a picture of being generous. Acts 6:4 is about being devoted to prayer and ministry of the word. That part about devoted to the ministry of the word speaks to those who are commissioned for the continual proclamation of the gospel and tending to the care of the congregation. It's basically the job description of what we call a deacon, which was originally taken from the Jewish concept of someone who continues in prayer and works to feed, nourish, support, and even govern, sort of like a deputized priest. In Romans 15:8, Jesus was called the deacon of the circumcision. Being a deacon is about serving, not a position above the congregation and below the pastor. Apostles and bishops qualify to be called deacons because they serve and are called to the ministry of reconciliation. 1 Corinthians 16:15 shows us another ministry, ministry of the saints. They devoted themselves to the service of Christians, that is, by showing hospitality, by providing for their needs, by attending and aiding other believers in their journeys, and so on. According to 2 Corinthians 3, 7-9, even death and condemnation have ministries. In this case, the reference is to the law, which was carved in stone by the finger of God. In the next verse, though, the ministry of the Spirit and of righteousness far exceeds the ministry of death and condemnation beyond all imagination, far beyond the vanishing point forever. And that's a long way. I love Paul's visual in 2 Corinthians 9:10-13. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the implementation of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. By their concrete trustworthiness of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others. Stephen and Philip were appointed to wait tables in the church. They were leaders by being servants. I believe that is a great picture of having the ministry of giving. Some are gifted at making money, then let them give to those who are in need. Some are gifted in administration and staff support, then let them do their calling without pointing themselves out. Some are gifted in the ministry of teaching, which is a technical service. Let them discover the sound doctrinal precepts with all honesty and openness. Some have a ministry gifting of being a visionary. They are very good at conceptualizing and imagining. Let leadership allow those people to tell what they see and take it seriously. Here's a gift I think needs special notation. Some have a deep caring for the sheep and are called to be pastors, although I must admit, Calling someone a pastor nowadays is like a catch-all title. If you ask most pastors what they do, if they're honest, they'll say they don't really know, except that they counsel, clean toilets, speak the gospel, field complaints, help define sound doctrine, organize events when those talented with organizational skills don't step up to the plate, and visit the ill and terminal. Even when they themselves are ill and possibly near the end of their vision, their passion to serve the body is extraordinary, which is an earmark of a Holy Spirit gift. And of course, let it be said, not everyone who calls themselves pastor actually has a gift for it. Ministry isn't something we go get, it's something God gives. And if He didn't give it, we would simply be performing, and that would be a counterfeit. Paul said there were many variations of gifts, like the service of discernment, the ministry of clerical needs, the service of prayer. Ah, now there's a good one, the service of prayer. It is a powerful yet subtle ministry we are all invited to participate in. But there are some who have an unquenchable fire in them to pray, like the extraordinary life of Reeves Howells, a powerful, gifted intercessor. God has distributed to some the ministry to the infirmed. It's a mercy gift, like some nurses I've met. They aren't just doing medicine. They bring with them the power of the Holy Spirit that makes a difference in everyone's life who they touch. Or, like some doctors, they have a gift for healing and medicine, and the power of the gospel just comes in the room with them, and they are extraordinary in their practice. The list goes on, and I wonder if we've limited ourselves to seeing the gifts of the Holy Spirit to just the Big Five in Ephesians 4.